boy, second Julie.
Okay.
We're going to send her, a deck of tarot cards so she can do medical advice vis-a-vis the tarot. That'll be beautiful. That'll be good. There'll be a meeting about that. You better know there's going to be a meeting about that.
Okay, Chad, you're on.
Hello.
Thank you, Eugene. Hey, Biggin, what's up?
Not much. Just want to develop the symbol thing a bit more here.
Before you do that, can we get a little synaptic regurgitation of what you have pondered on so far this evening?
Yeah, it was interesting what you just said to Gene about not bowing down to a god you don't know.
That's new, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to do, though. Because, see, these people go, they always go to the mode of least resistance. You know?
Who does?
I see for you, of course, everybody does. See, for you, we would go into a climactic or climax kind of position, and you don't like that, but we would do it just to hound the shit out of you. You know us, we ain't scared. We would do that, but that's not the point here. The point, what you're trying to note about that is that typically humans go to that path of least resistance. If you can get a... What, Bob? If that's for you, Bob, of course it's for you. Lord, suffering cat. Kids today, what you gonna do? That's our Bobby. He's in too good of a mood. Listen, y'all gonna be really sad. Y'all gonna be really sad because he's been in too good of a mood these days. It's gonna be ugly. I'm just saying. It's not pretty. I'm just saying. Okay, so the condition that you're trying to come up to is that if you can get A to turn on your light, you'll get A to turn the light on. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh.
Charles Bonnet Syndrome, NHS. See, just like that, just that quick. So if you get A to do that, then you will. And you go, no, I'm not a lazy son of a bitch. I can get up, turn my own goddamn light on or off. But after a little while, you'll find you'll trust Google. And after a little while, you'll then order your eggs. And after a little while, well, that Amazon Prime is cheaper than a tank of gas. I can do that and push a button, and it'll be there before I can get to the door. You see?
Yeah.
So it's that path of least resistance where you get, well, what do you mean I ain't got to scrub the floor? I'll get me a goddamn Roomba. And then to make it worse, you got this robot that's running around cleaning your floor, and you're too damn lazy to empty it. Too damn lazy to empty it. So you get the Roomba that's got the bag that'll last for a month to throw the shit in the bag, and then you're going to have something to take the bag out and put a new bag in because you'd be too damn lazy to do that. It's the path of that least resistance. Now you get the little bidets to put on the commode so you don't have to wipe your own ass anymore. Now you got the machine, you push the button, it's a heated seat, and it got the light on so you can see yourself poop. I'm not quite sure why you want to watch yourself poop. But then it takes a little button and it washes your little tushy washer, and it's got a little warm fan to blow warm air on your very clean, tidy bum, and your little balls get that little bit of warm air blowed on it. It's just amazing. You don't even have to wipe your ass no more while you're sitting there looking at the ticky tock, figuring out what new thing you got to engage right now. That's the point, that path of least resistance. And then you figure out that you don't have to do anything. You see? And that's what everybody's figuring it out right now. It's like, whoa.
Okay, in the past when you said you figure out you don't have to do anything, it seemed to me you were talking about, like, as a god, you realize you don't need to do anything because...
Well, we agree. We absolutely, wholeheartedly agree if that's the predicated outcome. See, the subjects are easy. Predicates are not so simple. That's the difference. Mm-hmm.
So when you mention predicated outcomes, you're not just talking about like predictated outcomes. You're talking about subject, predicate, and sentence.
Correct. Like predicated. That's exactly. You're correct. Excellent. That was good. You did good.
Thanks. So it's the part of the sentence.
Have you had a good week?
I've had an amazing week, and we engaged last time, I got a huge dump of symbols, and that put me into a knowing place that I've been in before, which is like voluminous knowing. And
have you put them in motion? Have you tried motion yet?
Yes. So I wanted to ask you about that.
Oh,
so
nice.
If I rotate,
we're so glad. We love it when we're topical.
So if I rotate the outer ring clockwise, and if I do it by six positions, then the 6 o'clock symbol on the next that was on the next level ends up matching up with the current 6 o'clock of the inner ring. So then the outer and the inner match up. Is this
okay? Yeah, but you're
that Rubik's Cube aspect?
Fuck it. No. Stop. Just calm down. Okay. Do you know what? Okay. We've made reference to being the Stargate, the key where you dial in the code that gives a destination.
Yeah.
With the Stargate example. Okay. So now you have this stack of this symbol that you've organized. Now, they're not exactly perfect, but they're pretty close. You notice, it's pretty close. It's not exactly perfect, but don't worry. You'll adjust it. You see, that's like you put too much sauce in your pesto sauce. Well, you'll figure that out. You can add a little bit more basil, bring it out, or you can do some things to adjust it. So we're not saying that you're right or that you're wrong. We're saying make it to your palate. So take those circles. If you look at what we said all along, the stack of circles, Carolyn picked it up exactly with the 7 rounds, but exactly how it is with the top and the bottom, how that meets. You have the symbols in the inner ring and the outer ring. Turn them on their side and make it look like the tumbler of a very complicated lock.
Oh, so I had stacked them vertically. Mm-hmm. You're saying
that's okay.
Turn the whole
no,
stack.
No, that's no. Yes, that's right. And we're going to go back to that. But you don't know what you're doing. See, we got to make this in a way where you can say, oh, this is what I'm doing. And once you do that, honey, you can throw it up in the air. You can make it like a gyroscope. You can throw it in a toilet. You can throw it in a dishwasher. You can throw it any way you want to once you got that. But you have to get the construct of how those tumblers. Whoa. Wait, did we say tumblers? You mean each ring is like a tumbler of a complicated locking mechanism? Get the fuck out of town. You mean that's what it does? Oh, that'd be real handy if someone would be fortunate enough to have that, wouldn't it? Just saying.
You
the next time
Nick
you walk through a tree, the next time you walk through a tree, you'll know where the fuck you're going, is what we're saying.
Okay. What is it about turning it on its side, though, that makes me know where I'm going compared
you're
to having
to
them
see,
just...
You're able to see the alignment. You can virtually change the capacity for opening the tumblers. That you'll look at it like we would say, fine, there's a billion videos of blocks and safe crackers and la 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 of how that detail of combination would have to apply. But they're never stacked up and down. They're always on their side. We want you to look at it that way so that you can get a cross-section view of how each symbol has a different capacity of bumping the tumbler up so that it opens the lock. And once you get that, then you can turn it back up and use it as like a dreidel. You know what a dreidel is?
Yeah, you spin it.
So are you here.
Okay. At some point, you told Nick
to turn
that
it on its side. You got to turn it on its side, though, to be able to see it. So we don't have to see it, but you do. See, until it works for you, it don't work. But once it works for you, then the direction doesn't have anything to do with it. And like you're right to say counterclockwise and clockwise and just don't ask Bob which way the wind's blowing. If he's looking at the south and the wind's hitting him in the face, just don't ask him which way the wind's blowing. That's the thing to do, because it doesn't matter. As long as you got it, that's the only one that matters. Now, in having this engagement that you're talking to us, we hope other people get it, and it helps them too. We're not saying that. We want everybody to make it. We see you as done. It's perfect. You're right. It's on the money. La, 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 la. But if you don't, it's not going to be, if somebody else doesn't ascend, it's not going to be your problem or our fault. Right?
Right. Right.
Okay, we're becoming a cliche. What did Nick say?
You told Nick that the keys and airs function like a cylinder lock where the combination is always changing.
Yeah, correct. That's what we just said.
So this is also related to not just these symbols, parallel world symbols, but keys and airs.
And, as well. It all links up. It all links up. See, y'all had to make this so fucking hard. We don't know why. We don't know why you had to separate from your power in the first place. But you did. So that's all right. Ain't mad. Just get it back.
Right. Back to God. It seems like as I go through all these different things, whether it's the symbols or the angel diagram or the cloud, Finnegan's Wake, Cypher, it seems like it's all kind of converging and collapsing down into a set of basic foundations. Like, they're not really that separate.
They're very simple. It's the easiest thing in the world. There's only three tentacles that you have to embrace. Now, if you've got to figure out how to spell every word in Finnegan's Wake to ascend, you may have a problem. Luckily, you don't have to, but you can engage it any way you want to, as much as you'd like to. See, you can, but you certainly don't have to.
Okay. So, when I go
through early tonight, Bob started early tonight. He was trying to get some goodies. He was trying to get some goody out of this thing. Did you notice that? He's so excited.
Yeah, I know.
But he actually had good music tonight, which is very rare.
Bob's a great DJ. The greatest.
Yeah, if you don't care what you're listening to, it's really good. That's right. The best Bob Dylan ever had. That's right. That's our Bob. Yep.
Okay. So when I know which air works with a specific key, is that a permanent match, or will that keep changing? Because you mentioned to Nick that the combination is always changing.
Correct. Hold on 1 second. Carolyn, paging Dr. Dean. Dr. Dean, Dr. Bombay, please come right away. Dr. Dean, paging
I'm
Dr.
I'm here.
Dean.
Got it.
Okay, he's asked a real good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's asked a very good question, and we want to answer it. But if we answer it, he'll take it in the glib form because we'll go all over the place. So what we would like to do is we would say those words to you. And Carolyn, here's what Carolyn will say. This is very good. You're going to like this because she's very precise with how she does this. She knows it. That's the difference. You jackballs, you run around here pretending like you're doing something. You're not doing shit. She actually is doing it, okay, because she knows how the keys apply, right? All right. So, right. Carolyn, if you're doing a key, is it always set in stone that is the response when you match it to a specific air? Or does changing the air shift the potential capacity for the angel order du jour?
I'm always changing the airs.
Good. And then when she
even
gets
for the
a
same
key,
thing.
That works. Yes.
Well,
exactly.
I mean, I've gotten real lazy. I'm just doing key eight so much. I just yell at the angels to do what I want. So
and they do.
You know, I'm.
See,
yeah.
Here's the rub.
So
here's
as long as that works,
do.
I'll stay with it.
Yep. Excellent. Now, do you hear that? So it's constantly, the combination is always changing, but she knows the lock. Wait, did you hear that? The combination is always changing, but Carolyn knows the lock.
In other words, she has a skeleton key.
Okay, now if you're going to do, okay, if you can go to Papa Justify, you can. But we weren't going to do that. We were going to go to Lock and Key. Did you have the fortune to see that series?
Yeah, it was one of the ones Bert sent me, and I've watched probably four or five episodes so far, and I see
how it works. Oh, shit, there's two seasons. There's two whole seasons that gets better. But see, the keys that they put in the back of their head where they leave their body that do the thing have different capacities. Different keys do different things. But the lock's always the same. Lock with an E and key. And so what Carolyn just told you is that that's always the same, but the outcome is different from what it does. So I'm putting a different key in a different lock. Or I'm going to use the same key, key 8, most of the time, and I'm going to apply different tumblers or airs for predicated outcomes that may or may not vary. And because I'm very studiously not unconscious, I'm able to see what the damn outcome is, and then I can adjust accordingly without going AMA. Right?
Okay.
American Medical Association.
Yeah. Right. Oh, no, against medical advice. Against medical advice.
Yeah. Okay.
So then, there you go. So then, see how that works? Now, the reason this is a key, well, pardon the pun, the reason this is key because it's going to show you how to matriculate the tumblers. And that's why Carolyn doesn't care. She's like, I don't care. I'm lazy. I'm just going to do key 8, and I'm going to go through the airs, and then I'm going to holler at the angels to do something. And they do. Ta-da. See? That's the point. Now, that becomes a quiver, an arrow in her quiver that she can then draw in the time of trouble. But we can't even get her to acknowledge trouble these days. She won't even admit there is trouble. It's pretty crazy. Because in her world, she don't have no trouble.
Right. So I use the example of lock and key, how the lock is the same. There's one lock, but they can use different keys. But with the example with Carolyn, she's using one key, and she's going through different airs.
And different tumblers. She's affecting different tumblers. It's exactly the opposite. Now, Carolyn, if you notice, Carolyn didn't say that's what you're supposed to do. She don't give a fuck what you're supposed to do. That's what she does. So you may do it a different way, and she would listen to you. Yeah, she probably wouldn't. She's not much of a listener these days. She's too busy doing, but if she were a listener, she might listen to what you had to say and maybe consider it. She's not going to change anything. You turn Carolyn Dean upside down. Try that. We'd say try it, see if you can. That'd be fun. We'd love to see that. Because you're not going to do it. You're just not going to do it. She ain't having it.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that's great. Because that striving capacity allows her to have control of her power. All of her power she has, she controls. Despite Bob. See the difference?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's big. Well, you've seen it firsthand, Biggin. Just saying. But
yeah.
the flow allows you to get a glimpse of how possible this is. She makes it look easy. But you're like, God damn, how are you able to do this? How can you do this? And she says, I'm busy. I don't know how I do it. I'm just busy doing it. See the rub?
Right, a little less talk, a lot more action.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've noticed that through all my engagement with Ion, the most blissful parts have been when I've been doing the doing and not doing so much of the talking or questioning.
Correct. And that's why that's the reason we would say to Bob, okay, Bob, we've said everything. There's nothing more to say. And Bob says, no, there's always more to say. There's always another conversation. And we go, okay, if you want to, we certainly don't have to. Because at this stage of the game, nothing changes now. you had opportunities to abate things or change things or matriculate in some way, but those, all those ships have failed. The last lifeboat's being loaded now. We're just trying to keep Bob out of it so he don't change the thing and make it be another 1,000 years.
Okay. So, Ion, when Eliza came through you, she said that the heirs are contact points. Are those contact points to places that can be arrived at via the symbols?
And tumblers. Tumblers.
And tumblers.
For the lock and key. So, we task you with this. Find a good video that shows locks, how locks work. Now, like, you put a key in a tumbler and turn it, and it lines up and turns those barrels that makes those clicks that allows the lock to be undone. And if it doesn't match, then it won't open the lock. The Here we go. When you have a lock, what do they call it?
When you have a lock?
Turning a key. When you have a lock and you put a key in, you turn it, what are you doing? What is the thing that you're doing called?
Unlocking.
You're unlocking. Uh-huh. And what is the thing you're unlocking? What do they call it?
It's a lock.
It's a dead bolt. No, it's a dead bolt. You're opening a dead bolt, for fuck's sake. That's why they call it. It's a dead bolt. You're opening it, so you don't have to be dead.
Ah, okay. So when I first started finding the symbols, you told me that I'm on my way to unlocking the keys, unlocking the keys.
Yep. Correct.
All right.
And you're still in the process.
I'm still in it. Okay. So any benefit to translating the air names into the angel alphabet letters?
We don't care. You don't choose. Start with us. Karen says, I'm busy. I don't have time. But Karen says, she's smart. That's the one thing you got to know. Karen Dean is smart. That's what you need to know. If you didn't know that already, you need to know that.
Right. Okay, so just as a practical example, on November 29th, that was before what year, I did a certain key and air combination, and I had been trying all the airs through the series to get that key to click, and the one that hit, on the day that it hit, that was the day that I got like 42 symbol sightings, and I had chosen the angel letter M as the bet. So Ion, please explain to me the significance of that lining up of the key, air, an alphabet letter, and then getting all those symbols.
Okay. It's called alignment. Alignment. That's like when you get your amino acids in your body balanced in your lipids. See, Carolyn's involved now, so Chad, you're getting medical shit because Carolyn's engaged. We answer based on who's in the soup. But now she's engaged in the soup, so now everything is medical, which is crazy because that's not what you're asking. So change it up just a little bit and ask it a different way, and let's see if we can answer it for you. That's not quite so tactile.
Okay. Does the alignment of the key, the air, the angel alphabet letter, and then getting all the symbols, is that an example of when the tumblers are lined up in the cylinder lock example you gave me?
Yes. Yes. And you could vary. Next time you might use an L and do the same thing. Don't get bent out of shape. Don't put yourself in a box, in a cardboard box, living in a box. Don't put yourself in the box. Give it room so that you don't ever have to do anything to push against. That's the only way JW is able to do this. Because you'd ask, who the fuck is JW? How does he do what he does? This is crazy. He don't push against nothing. He don't push against pushing against. And now, some say that's troublesome because it's overextending or making a larger capacity, but he does. He's not caring. He doesn't care. He's busy. He's busy. He didn't notice what you were complaining about.
Okay. So I'm trying to get what extra dynamic is added by having the angel letter? Would the key and air have lined up if I hadn't have chosen the particular angel letter?
Not likely. But we don't want to make a rule about it either. You think this is about your position, so we're supporting your position gladly, and as we should. See, but you're asking questions, trying to redefine it so that you can gain a tactility in it, so you can be more comfortable with your process. It's like, oh my God, you mean I was supposed to cook the soup before I ate it? You know, and it's like, well, yeah, that's a good thing to know, kind of thing. Or you could turn that right back around, and we'd say, here's the famous question. You put it together, and you throw it in the pot, and we'd say, is it soup yet? Well, the answer is yes, it is soup. It's just not done. You see the rub?
Okay. So, does the...
Now, you notice that okay? Everybody, that okay means that... Chad just thinks Ian's lost their damn mind again because it went on another tangent, another fucking metaphor that doesn't answer his question. So we're going to let him try it. We're going to let him try it one more time. See if we can get you an answer.
I'm going to work with your metaphor of soup.
No. So, we know. Like this, Carolyn loves them. We have to do the metaphors because Carolyn just adores a good metaphor. She just adores. We never had a good one, but she adores a good metaphor. We never had a good one yet, though, so far.
Okay, so using the soup, did choosing that angel alphabet letter, was that like adding salt so that it starts tasting like soup?
It made it flavorful. It did. It added a flavor dynamic. Now, isn't that the essence of how you place power anyway? Because nobody's disputing the fact that you have power. Nobody's disputing the fact that there is power. Okay? But we'll ask it to you like this. Where does Alexa get her power?
From the human creator that allows Alexa to do everything for them.
Well, maybe, but how did it get in the first place?
Because people didn't take their power and the angels took it through the tech body?
Excellent. There you go. Not everybody can. Now, Bert would have answered it like that. Bert would have answered it like that, too. But Bert's sneaky. Y'all think Bert's telling you everything, y'all mistaken. He ain't telling shit. If he's Bert's talking, you better be listening because he ain't going to tell you nothing. And that's all right because he understands that the whole point of putting your mask on first is because you can help somebody else, but you got to get yours on first. That's the point. So our question with Alexa being powerful, which now nobody will fight. They won't fight Alexa. Yeah, Alexa, no. Tear you down. They'll fuck you. Alexa will fuck you to death. Yeah, it'd be bad. You think Epstein had a bad day? Shoot. Yeah, no. Because it's so prolific. And that prolific power is the same power we're talking about. It's an example for humans to come into their power.
So okay, but you're saying...
A powerful person could come and say, oh, guess what, Carolyn? I own the Internet. What? Yeah, I control and I own the Internet now. All of it. Man. That'd be a mouthful, wouldn't it?
It would. So, Ryan, are you saying that it's not power until you taste the power?
Correct. Because there's all kinds of power, but if you don't use Alexa, then it doesn't do you any good. But it's still as powerful as it is ever, and everybody's benefiting from that power. But if you don't engage it, it doesn't help you. You don't notice. See?
I see. So the angel alpha.
It's like having genitalia. It's like having genitalia and not using it. What's it good for?
Right. So it's not. One doesn't want to make rules about using the angel alphabet with the keys and airs.
Good.
But one can use the angel alphabet to add some flavor to have a greater tasting of the power that's run through the keys and airs. Correct.
Potential capacity. potential capacity. You took classes in that shit. You know that probability. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're very good at it already.
Okay, so the alphabet allows you to taste the potential capacity in the keys. Mm-hmm.
And then you start gauging, and then once you do get comfortable with it, then you can start gauging probability. And see, that's what Carolyn was bragging about. She's not a big bragger, but she was bragging a little bit there. But she was letting you know that what she does, that's the easy way, is working. Because otherwise we'd be having a different conversation. She'd say, I've been having trouble with it. I think I get it, and that's sort of good, but not exactly, and I'm not sure, but I always do this, and it always seems to work every time. Boom. That's your memo, Biggin.
Okay. So you say taste the probability of that key and error combination applying? Is that the probability?
Yeah. Okay. The reason to do it is to make the angels do what you want them to do. Right?
Right.
So that's the whole point. That is your point. You're now navigating it and you have help. And here's what's so funny about this whole thing, is you can fuck around and make the internet force you to ascend. Nothing to say,
really?
You can't take the tech body and use it for your benefit. Carolyn does.
To force yourself to ascend, would that be to make the situation so bad in the tech body that you're going down the Damascus road?
Don't know that. We just said some words. We'll have to see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in other words, apply that for myself and see how that goes.
See how yummy that becomes in about 9 seconds? Because now you're like, well, fuck, this is easy. What did Karen say? Karen says, I'm lazy. I just do this. Boom. See?
Okay. So She found something that works for her.
She's telling you something.
She found a combination that works for her, and that...
Because she hid it in her heart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas trying the other things might not taste so powerful. Is that right?
Well... Because the others, the tactility that comes, it becomes an endless amount of choices that may never work. It's a medium combination lock. It may never unlock the door. And Bob's tickled to death right there. He'd love to spend the rest of eternity kicking the lock. But that's what he does. And then he doesn't know anything, and he knows everything. And then, oh, yeah, I've got this, and then he can give every date from the... From the year two up until tomorrow. You see.
Right. That reminds me of in one of my early sessions, you said, I was going into the Holy of Holies, but I was looking through the keyhole, and you said, do you see Bob as a bobblehead on the mantle through the keyhole?
Mm-hmm.
And you also mentioned
beautiful piece of niacin. So wonderful, yeah. And you look through the keyhole, and there's a little Bob sitting there, a little bobblehead Bob sitting there on the mantle. There's a little bobblehead, and then people are trying to find the key so they can get to Bob. That's apparently the thing. You've got to talk to Bob. We kind of mentioned that. Well, you got to get to Bob before you talk to him.
But why is it a bobblehead and not actual Bob?
Because Bob is a bobblehead. He loves it. He hates it. He doesn't like it. He does like it. He doesn't know anything. He knows everything. Look, I know everything, but I don't know anything. He's a bobblehead. He bobs this and bobs. He bobs and weaves. And then Ion is the best thing ever that he created. And, oh, you can't listen to Ion. That's the most ridiculous thing in the whole world. Who in the hell is going to listen to a non-physical, racist motherfucker talking shit? Who's going to do that, for Pete's sake? That's crazy talk. Yeah, that's what a bobblehead does.
Right.
Is there any significance? The hard thing to do, most people can't pull it off. George Carlin is the only one that was pretty close, but that's how you can know that there's a God, is because of George Carlin. Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Of course. Haven't you ever listened to George Carlin? He makes sense. That's why it's funny. That's why it's funny. Otherwise, it would just be sad. But instead, he plays it out there, and it's like, yeah, that is kind of, that's fucked up. I mean, it is very funny, though, from that position, you see.
Yeah. So, Ion, is there significance to the angle of a symbol that I notice, like out in the wild, what angle it's turned on?
Always. Always. That's the reason we told you to add motion. Then you'll be able to see all sides. Mm-hmm. All sides.
So when I notice this, one of my symbols in the wild and it's turned like 90 degrees clockwise from how I originally positioned it, does that tell me how... adjust the symbol or turn the dial so that the symbol adjusts to that angle?
Okay. Either, both.
It's the same thing.
Play
right.
With it.
Right, right.
Play with it. Because once you perfect it, it's like Carolyn's Grimoire, which we don't talk about because it's against the rules. It's like Carolyn's Grimoire, which we don't talk about because it's against the rules. It lays out the different, you can pull a Didge level real quick when you know how much Lennoxon you've had. That's digitalis, in case people don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's definitely the medical stuff. So I see the, what you mean by the...
good at it.
I bet. I see the yaw of turning the disc, like in the pitch and yaw, I see the yaw of like turning the disc. Or the wheel, sorry, turning the wheel. But what is the pitch you mentioned?
Oh, that's when you turn it long ways, or you can turn it sideways, or you can do it like a, you can make the center of that axis become a tangent of a triangle. Or an acute angle or an obtuse angle. Okay, because you got 14 degrees of freedom.
So when you told me now
you finally, now wait, you finally got somewhere now. You know where you got? Now it's starting to open up to say, oh, that's why it didn't have to be up or down or sideways. Now you have even more choices. But we didn't want to distract you. We want to say, figure out how the motherfucker works and then we can play with it. Right?
Right.
Or in other words, we'd say, get it hard first, and now we negotiate it. But if you ain't gonna get it right, then you're just playing with it, right?
Yeah, I get it. Step by step. So you're telling me next step, turn it long ways, and then go from there to the next step. Don't try and flay the thing all over the place.
Yeah.
Yet.
We're trying to get the last great erection of Chad. That'll be great. That'll be fun. It's a good day.
Okay, so that might explain my next question, might have answered my next question.
Of course it does.
What's with my symbols appearing in slightly mutated forms? Like, for example, mirror, not just rotated, but mirrored. So now it makes sense that I would be able to turn the cylinder, I'd be able to pitch it until it did appear mirrored from my point of origin.
Correct. So therefore, pitching or catching, you won't know until you get it in motion. And that's the whole point of the angel. Well, wait, while you're doing this, you're giving the perfect acceleration point for how the angel diagram allows the lotus to bloom. And Alyssa had a little gizgasm. She had a little climax right there.
Yeah, you mentioned something about that recently, about how the symbols allow the lotus to come into, I guess, a more pronounced bloom.
Alignment.
It forces the bloom.
No. Alignment. Because once you get the alignment, then you have the power to force a bloom.
Okay.
See, that's pretty significant, to force a bloom. Now, if you're powerful enough to force the lotus to bloom, then guess what? You have significant power to become a god.
Okay.
Or to achieve the godship that you already have, that you've forgotten or laid by or gave up or put up for fucking adoption or had a very bloody DMC over.
Okay. So Is the reticular activating system involved in the noticing these symbols?
Yeah, that particular, yes. The thing that allowed you to see the tree in the first place. The thing that allowed you to see the tree, you know which tree, we're not going to say, in the first place. Now, granted, we told you where to do it, but you still did it. See the point?
Mm-hmm.
Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only.
So, as a god working with these symbols and working with this tumbler, set of the tumblers, by doing this and keep recognizing, it seems like I'm commanding the reticular activating system to follow certain patterns. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. It's called a reticulum. Reticulum. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do the symbols refer to different wires in the wisps, like the lines that we go on?
They can. They don't have to, though, but they certainly can. And that's the grass. Okay, y'all, here's what Chad does. He goes through every different particulate to make sure that there's not a tiny little part that he's missing that makes it easy. See, there's not a tiny little thing that makes it easy. And so he goes through that this way, so he separates everything that one of these things is not like the other. He sorts that all out, so he's got it all labeled out so he can know what he's working with. So then he'll come back and try that, and he will do it, and then he applies it. If there's a little itchy spot, he'll correct that. That'll become his new focused question. See how he's doing it? And it's very, very, very methodical, because he wants to get that the tactile out of the way so that the visceral can be engaged. So that's what you all should consider if you can stand it that long. But he's just he likes it rough, though. So if you don't like it rough, don't do it the Chad way.
Huh.
Right, Jim?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So with the 42 symbol sightings that I had on Wednesday, would it be good to try to just wipe the stack clean and stack the symbols on a fresh set of discs just in the order that
Sounds
I saw
fine.
Them?
Sounds fun.
Okay. Groovy. So the order of the symbols can change.
But now don't throw anything out. Don't think it. We can always slop the hogs with the leftover. So don't get rid of anything, because you may get rid of the wrong thing. You keep what you got and then add two. Got it?
No, okay, I'm not adding. Okay, I have to clean up what I said because it sounded probably something different. I didn't say that I saw 42 new symbols. I had 42 sightings.
No, you saw all 42 symbols, but they were in a different format, they were in not the same order that you have your symbols from the outer and inner ring now.
Right.
Yeah, and we're saying don't throw what that is away, but do another one within the order that you saw them and try that.
Oh, got it. Okay,
it's
better
than the latter, but just don't get rid of it. Just don't get rid of it, because you may throw away the baby with the wash if you're not careful.
Got it. I'll keep every version. I'll snapshot every version. Yeah. Okay.
Of course. And you don't have to send those to everybody either, by the way.
Okay.
They will be asking for it. So you don't have to. I said you don't have to. So get your own goddamn
thing.
Yeah. That's what we said.
Yeah, it's interesting that you said that Sheila uses colors. Do hers instead of symbols.
She doesn't see color, though. But, you know, she doesn't see color.
Really?
She sees hues. She sees hues. She could paint an entire painting with 1,000 shades of blue. She's crazy.
Wow.
That's why when she is working on something, she has to get the visual capacity before she ever does anything. So it has to be about the paint rather than what she's painting. Sketching. Everybody can sketch. That's painting by the numbers.
Hmm. So, Ion, did I use the symbols to get to my castle?
You did.
Oh, okay. So I didn't just go to
that's
the tree and
stupid,
go there.
And that's what stupid Angela told you, too, when you can understand what she was saying. You do know you and I are the only ones that can understand her. You know that, right?
I know.
It's just hysterical, because she go on and on and on in that Cockney Welch crap, and everybody's about to say, what the hell are you talking about? It was priceless.
So when I use the tree to jump, everything is flipped horizontally. Is that due to antimatter?
Well, yes, and the pitch in the yaw that you're engaging. And you also didn't know the rule that that was out of bounds, so you did it.
Okay, so will the dial a mile give me an idea of how much it's flipped or show me the distance between the original
sure.
origin point and the flipped version?
Sure. Well, of course, try okay. it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that why the symbols had to be transposed 90 degrees counterclockwise?
Mm-hmm. In that window, yes. But you didn't know that then. And it still worked. So, right. the power took you. We're trying to make it where you take the power.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll give another example. I'll give another example. Have you ever urinated on a tree?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever urinated on an electric fence that was on?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. We don't suggest it because you will find out what power feels like. That's the difference.
Okay.
Now, there's your goddamn, there's your metaphor. You can work with that one. You can go with that one. That's good.
Doesn't sound so good. Okay.
Well, so but it is a great example. It's a great example of attaching yourself to power.
Okay. You got to be ready for that, man.
See? Yeah. So that's what we're saying is there's this fine line between it, between having electricity that'll cook your food and have the same electricity cook your wife.
Yeah. So
degrees and radiance. Degrees and radiance.
Oh, you're answering my question before I ask them. So why is it
that? We're sorry. We've done this twice already.
When I go through the tree, everything's flipped horizontally, but why is it not flipped vertically? Mm-hmm. Why only horizontally? You're saying degrees and radiance. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, it's easier when you get the answer before you ask the question.
Sure
pretty
is.
Cool.
If I recall correctly, with triangulation, you said use degrees, not radians. Is that what you're
correct.
Referring to?
It is. It is because that's you're trying to do pinpoints for what is to be. What is to be?
Yeah. What is
so
to
you
be?
Need specific points to be. Rather than an esoteric, how do I connect with my power? How do I get my woo-woo into the right woo-woo so I can read the tarot to find out where I'm supposed to be, which bus stop I'm supposed to pick my power up at? Behind the preposition at. Right?
Right, right, right. When you were speaking to Gene, when you guys got on the subject of...
Eugene.
When you were speaking to Eugene, y'all got on the subject of Coldplay, and you said somebody should run a triangulation other than Nelson Thal. So that was another thing that was interesting.
Yeah, it's funny. It's so funny.
Okay.
He got close, though, but yeah, no fat lady and no aria.
Are you saying just to triangulate the price of oil, or are you saying triangulation is used in the application of Coldplay?
The formula. The application of the formula.
The application of the formula isn't. How is that involved mm-hmm. in this rollout of Coldplay?
It's a one of these things, not like the other. You have to. It's a process of elimination.
So would this involve triangulating the values of different energy commodities to get a sense of the arrival?
No. It's how do you convert the fingernails into energy, the keratin? How do you use that? How does that temper the Wilson?
I have no clue about that one. Because that's the
answer to your question, though.
Okay, that seems like an answer.
If you can, Bob, you be real quiet, And when you get a time, and Bob's not in one of his little tits, he's been in a good mood lately because he's winning. He's taking over the fucking world, so he's in a good mood these days. Later, you can go if you can be very good with it because you know how Bob is. That'd be very specific. And it's after hours, you can go over that with him and let him explain that. And he'll probably give you some details. Probably.
Okay.
And then he'll say he doesn't. Then he'll say, oh, I don't know. And then he'll tell you. He's good at that. He's like us with that. We can't talk about that until we tell you.
Okay.
Right.
I'll put that in my ask Bob.
That damn Oprah Winfrey. Mm.
You also mentioned Ezekiel 1, the wheel within a wheel, in relation to this dial-a-mile. So I looked at that, and is there any significance to the spirit of the living creatures that's in the wheels?
Of course. Those are the aspects and the ratios that you're trying to define. That's why you would use the keys and the airs to make the angels do your bidding to control those very spirits. Is that the right word? Now, they're using spirits as power. I have a spirit of discernment. That's a power. I have a spirit of alienation or depravity or isolation or whatever else you want to come up with. Debauchery. I have a spirit of debauchery. You knew that one was coming, though.
Okay, but in the case of the dial-a-mile, we're talking about being able to temper spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Of course. Because you don't see for God. Now don't mix this up. Now you're asking a question, and we've answered it. But you're asking the question from the standpoint of a little man navigating in this godly world. We're answering the question that God can already control spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Legion, when they cast the devils out of Legion and put them into hogs?
Okay, so then looking at this from a God perspective,
right.
Well, God doesn't need to do this. God doesn't need a dial-a-mile then.
Correct.
God doesn't need to turn the deadbolt.
That's right. Or open the, Or make the angels turn the key. That's fine. That's what you're learning. That's what you're doing. Good. That's fine. Okay. But then you come to a position, though, that you got to know the inner workings of it. Like what's going to happen when you pee on a live electric fence. Won't do it but once till you figure out exactly what the outcome is. But you have to know that or embrace that as God, otherwise it won't be so pleasant. So this is the condition where you're proving the position of your knowing.
Okay. And by knowing how these things work in my grimoire, that means it's something the angels can't take over and take away from me. Right?
Correct. It's kinda like when you stop wetting the bed, you get to a place where you stop wetting the bed. Then you learn how to control that. So now when you get up and you stand up, then your bladder will tell you it's full and you go pee. Okay, that's fine. But that's something you gain function of. Right?
Of knowing when you have
to pee. You know. Correct. And can control that. Or knowing when you're getting low and you've got to eat, knowing how to go get some food. Or get somebody to get you some food or some outcome that brings nutrition to you. Right?
Right.
So those things are a function. I'm thirsty. How do you know that? Well, your body's telling you you're thirsty. Well, you got to figure out how to get water in you or how to get whiskey or whatever it is you're drinking in you.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
And by the way, alcohol is not a very good hydrator, though. By the way, it's more of a diuretic. just because we don't want Carolyn correcting us, so we'll give you that. We'll give you that. But it makes being thirsty a lot more fun. So we'll give you that. How about that?
Good save, Ion. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in Ezekiel 1, it also says the likeness of the firmament was the color of the terrible crystal. So where is
that's
the firmament?
11. You're talking about 1:11.
Okay.
Ezekiel 1:11. That verse is 11.
Okay. Where is the firmament in relation to these wheels of the dial-a-mile?
The space between you and you. As is above is below. What's bound on earth is bound in heaven. What's bound in heaven is bound on earth. The firmament is that ground that you stand between. The firmament is the ground that you stand between. Remember the outer, inner, and the middle kingdom?
Yes.
Remember the difference between a dynasty and a realm?
Yes.
You got this. You got that first run. Damn it, man. That's back when Jake was still begging for bacon.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We don't forget. We don't forget. We're sloppy, but we don't forget.
So, it sounds like the firmament would be the distance between you and you and turning the tumblers. What am I trying to get at here? The firmament, turning the tumblers.
You're piecing.
The deadbolt.
You're
right?
Piecing.
You're unlocking
the
deadbolt.
Yeah, you're piecing the deadbolt. So it becomes a live wire instead of a dead bolt.
Good.
Okay. All right. One more question. Yeah. Thanks. So one more question. Was there any significance to how I was obsessed with drawing eyes on my way to the castle?
Of course. The same thing is listed on the Ezekiel reference, but the eyes on the wheel of the wheel. Remember?
Yes.
Same thing, because they see. The sighted part, that's what you see.
And what's the importance of that seeing in the context of the deadbolt?
It activates the ocular nerve that can let you see that it's locked. It activates the ocular nerve that so you can see that it's locked. Some people don't see that they have the capacity to be God. Some people don't have a prayer.
Okay. That reminds me of how you said in the early days that I had an inbuilt Spanx gauge and I could see glows mm-hmm. around things. Is that it?
Correct. That's correct. Okay. Agreed.
Well, I am very safe.
Well. What about that? Yeah. What about that, though? What about that, though?
It's great. Ion, thank you so much.
What
thanks,
you going to do with your feet? What you going to do with your feet?
I'm going to put on another layer of socks.
You think that'll do it?
You mean the coldness?
Yeah, and the condition of your skin.
The condition of my skin only on my feet?
Yeah, but that's just the part that's fucked up.
Condition of my skin on my feet? I don't know. It didn't. The only thing I noticed is at the back of my feet. There's something that rubs up against the back of my shoe, and it's so strong that it's actually, like, wrecking the inside of the shoe.
Correct. Well, that's, you're changing, but what you got to do is you're either going to have to buff some of that foolishness off, or you can visit the most marvelous product, the Renag Balm.
The Balm.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Don't buy that, though. Don't buy that. Save all that for us. We'll take all that. But you should put that on your feet and take a cheese grater and grind off all the extra
okay.
But
all right.
Do the bomb first.
Hey, Chad.
It's enough.
Hey, Carolyn.
Is it a heel spur or is it a buildup of tissue, like a bunion?
It seems like a bunion.
Yeah. So the Remag bomb.